It's a brand new sugya, and we're holding today Daf Lamed Beis. We're three lines from the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and the Mishnah, the Gemara, first quotes from our Mishnah. So let's take a quick look at what we learned at the beginning of the Perek in our Mishnah, back on Chof Tes Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah began. Elu Naros Sheyesh Lehen Knas. The following Naros get a Knas, even though, said the Gemara, you cannot be Mekayim the Inyan of Veloy Siyali Isha. Why can't you be Mekayim? Because those enumerated in our Mishnah, you're not allowed to marry. And in particular, we're focusing on the Seifa of the Mishnah. When Chas V'Shalom, a person lived with an Erva, for instance, a person who's presumably somewhat deranged, went and violated his own sister between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, Nebuch, but that's what we call a ma'anes, and she is a narib sula. The Torah says you have to pay chamishim kos, if you have to pay a knas. Says our Mishnah, here too you have to pay the knas for violating his sister, or for that matter for his aunt, or for his sister-in-law, even though all of these, says the Mishnah, are terrible, terrible isurim. They are so bad that after 120, after 50 or 60, this person is taken up prematurely by the Rabbeinu Shalom with what we call kores. Nevertheless, they still have to go and pay a knas. Ah. Now, Mitchum, we learn Masechtas Malkus. We're going to learn that anytime you have a lav in the Torah, which is not mechayiv and oynish bidei odom, but you're mechayiv and oynish bidei shemoyim, like the kores in our Mishnah, if a person had hasra'a with two edim, meaning, if prior to living with his sister, two edim came over to him and said, yeah, uncle, you better not live with your sister, because if you live with your sister, chas v'shalom, you'll be over a lav in the Torah, and you'll get malchus for that lav. The halacha is then, in fact, the person gets malchus. Whether as a result of the malchus he now becomes potter from kores, that's l'choyre poshet azoy. However, Mesechtas Malkus will say it's not so simple. It's in fact a machloikis tanoi. But for our purposes, bottom line is, if a person were to go and live with his sister with Edim and Hasra, he gets malchus. If a person lives with his sister without Edim and Hasra, he gets kores b'dei shemoy. But our Mishnah added, he also has to go and pay the knas. So the Gemara is now bothered by an apparent stira between our Mishnah and a Mishnah Masechtas Malkus. Because in our Mishnah it says, what does he have to do? He's got to pay the knas. Or a minu. And now we're quoting a Mishnah Masechtas Malkus. It says, Eilu hein aloikin, v'eilu hein aloikin, these are the ones that get Malkus. Habolachoisoi, he lives with his sister. Balachoisoviv, he lives with his aunt. Balachoisimoi, a maternal aunt. Balachoisishtoi, as it says in the Torah, v'l'isha lachoisaloisikach, he goes and takes his sister-in-law. Val Eishes Achiv, a different type of sister-in-law. Val Eishes Achiyaviv, a different type of aunt. V'al Hanida, he lives with Hanida. All of these, if he had Edom and Asra, he gets Malkus. So if you add up the two Mishnayas together, our Mishnah says you get Malkus. Our Mishnah and our Masechta says you got to pay Knas. The Mishnah Masechta Malkus says, then there's a din of Malkus. So you have Malkus and you have Momoin. We have a famous rule of Kamed Rabmine, that you cannot give two separate Onshim on the same Masa. So you only have one, you don't have two. So how can you have our Mishnah, you pay the damages, you pay the money, the Knas. The other Mishnah in Masechtas Malkus, and you get Malkus. So how does that work together? And that's the Gemara's kasha. L'choy, the easy teretz to the Gemara's kasha is that our Mishnah is not talking about that there was hasra. It's talking about without hasra. Since there's no hasra, there's no malchus. The Mishnah in Masechtas Malkus is talking about where there was hasra, there was malchus. And so therefore, our Mishnah says, since there's no malchus, we're only going to do the mamain. You're telling me this also happens to be kores? According to Mechunyi ben Akoni, you're taka right, that if you're getting taka kores, then that patters. How do we learn that? Either osoin, or the Gemara had a machlikas by Rav, exactly how to learn the drush. Fine. but without Rav Nachman Yonah ben Hakadah, since Bezin down below doesn't do anything, they don't give any punishment, there was no hasra, so therefore he has to go and pay damages, he has to go and pay the knas. That would be very easy, Teretz. Our Mishnah is talking about without hasra. The Mishnah with this one with hasra, and that's why there's a din of Malkus. And in fact, that's going to be the Teretz of Rabbi Yochanan on the Amud base. We're going to see that Amirchem as we get here. What does Havamina? Why didn't we say that automatically? Because we'll see a Mirchem and Daflam Adalid, that's Mirchem on Sunday's blot, there's something known as Chayove Malkius Shogigin, Ulta Potamina Tishlumin. What means Chayove Malkius Shogigin? What that means is that there is a, you can go and try to delve into what's the Svara of Kom Le Bidraba Mine. Does Kom Le Bidraba Mine mean that since Bezdin has to give two different types of onshim, therefore the Torah tells us with the two onshim you don't give two, but you give the greater one. And in the greater one, within the greater one, there'll be the lesser one. To make an easy example, if a person had to go and pay two separate tashlumins, one would be 200, one is 100. We have the famous rule, Yesh b'chalal b'sayim mana. So you're doing the 200, the 100 is already included. So therefore, assuming that a person was supposed to get chas v'shalom misa, and he's also supposed to get mamay, misa is worse than mamay. So therefore, come in the ramine. And that's one way of looking at it. But there's another way of looking at it is that since the Torah is mechayiv, the larger punishment, and the Torah is mechayiv also the smaller punishment, even in those instances where the person doesn't actually get the harsher punishment, but rather the Torah is mechayiv it under a mezid situation, even there the Torah says you don't pay the smaller punishment. Why? Because the Torah says is that on this type of act that you did, it's such a terrible act that you don't have to go and pay the petty cash. You only have to go and pay the big, big stuff. And even if there is no big stuff, but the Torah was not machai the petty cash when you have such a terrible event. Therefore, it says Tosis, the Havamina was, if assuming that Malkus is worse than Mamayn, which is not so simple, we're going to address that in a moment, but assuming that Malkus is worse than Mamayn, since this Aveira is the type that's Machayev Malkus, because if you were to have received Hasra with Edom, you'd get Malkus, Kam Leibid Raminei, already subsumed in that is already the Mamayn is no longer valid, no longer enforceable, because this is the type of Lav that is Machayev Malkus. So therefore the Torah says, oh, you did such a terrible lav that you mechuyev malkus, then I waive the money aspect, even in those cases where there is no physical malkus. This is something which is called chayovi misois or chayovi malkus shogigin, that when bishogig, where you cannot give the miso, or in this case the malkus, nevertheless you're potter min atashlum. We'll learn more about that in Mishnah. On Sunday, Barry had a question.
When we say you can't give somebody a stronger penalty because there's no eidim hasra, if you can't convict someone of a stronger penalty, then how can you convict them of the lesser penalty?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't the rules of evidence the same? For instance, we're talking about
let's assume you have Edom without Tassara. Two Edom witness.
Oh, I see. So you can convict them on the moment, and you can, thank you.
No problem. Anyway, so bottom line is the question of the Gemara is a very simple one. Since we have halacha, you cannot have the two punishments together, come with Rabbanai. The Mishnah Mesechus Malkus says that there's a din of Malkus. The Mishnah over here, Mesechus Ksuba, says there's a din of Knas. So we're going to have two terutzim, the teretz of Ula and the teretz of Rabbi Yochanan. So the teretz of Ula is Oma Ula, Loikash. It makes a very easy teretz. Kan b'choisei nara, kan b'choisei boigris. The whole din of Knas, Shteitach in the Torah, Nara Psula, Adusdach Unzer Perik, Eilu Narois. When you have a Nara, it's a Choyso, then you gotta pay the Knas. When it's an Achoyso, which is already a Boigeres, then according to everybody, there is no din of Knas. If it will be a Ktana, it will be a Machloikis, a Meir, and a Chacham. But if it's a Boigeres, Kuli Alma Moide, then you part them in HaKnas. Okay, that answers it very well, but it doesn't answer it fully, because what happens is that according to Ula, we're now saying what we would, I think, is a big chiddush. When you have Malkus and Mamayn, which is worse? There's no question that when you have Misa and Mamayn, everybody agrees that Misa is worse than Mamayn. That we all agree. The question is when you have a choice of Malkus and Mamayn, which is worse? So, I would think getting 39 lashes, that's pretty bad. Whoa, that can hurt a lot. However, we'll see it's a machloikis. Ula is going to say in another few lines that Mamon is worse than Malkus. And we have to come on to that, because since Ula does not give a teretz that here it's talking about mitasra, onasra, it's mashin that in both cases there was asra. There was asra. See, if there was asra in our Mishnah, why would there be Mamon and not Malkus? I understand why Masechtas Malkus, that there is only Malkus and not Mamon, because there's no Mamon over there. It's not talking about a Nara. So therefore, it's Bogeres. You have two Edom, Hasra, you get Malkus. That's easy. But in our Mishnah, why do you give Mamon? You should go and give Malkus, if you're talking about Hasra. Even though it's Taka Nara, but nevertheless, isn't Malkus worse? So we see clearly from this that Ula holds that in fact Mamon is worse than Malkus. We'll see that in another few lines. How does Ula know that? He's going to have three separate limudim, as we'll see in the Gemara. But bottom line is, our Mishnah is talking about Nara, there's a din of Knas. The Mishnah Besechtes Chubas is talking about a Begeris, no din of Knas. Frank Timur, okay, I understand there's no din of Knas. Achoyze Begeris Namiho, Ika Boishes Upegam. Every time, Chas Hashem, someone damages someone, whether it's a physical damage or an emotional damage, you have up to five Teshlumen. What are the five Teshlumen? Nezik, Tzar, Ripoy, Sheves, and Boishes. Okay, everybody knows that. Even though most people do not realize it, don't know that when Chas Shalom, a person is Ma'anes, a Boigeres, although there's no din of Knas, there's still the regular dinam that he has been Mazik. Now what is the Hezek over here? So tomorrow, Ika Boishes, Upegam. The Boishes is, and until now, she was a proud Psula, and now she goes around depressed and forlorn. She's embarrassed by the fact that she was violated. Begam, Rashi says, Begam has a real monetary value, because if you go to the shuk and you're trying to go and sell a young girl as a shifcha who happens to be a virgin, who happens to be a psula, commands a larger price than that of a girl that is a ba'ula. And so therefore there's a monetary damage. So you have to go and pay poishes for Begam. That's over and above the 50, the knas. Zoi bazoi, Frank to the Gemara, come to Chois back in Masechtes Malkus. You're telling me there's no Malkus and there's no Mamon. Okay, there's no Knas aspect because we're talking about a Boigeres. But still, even by Boigeres, the Boishes of Begam, you have to pay something for Boishes of Begam. So you get both Malkus and Tashlumen. Oy vavoy, ein eloike umeshalem. Everything was talking about that the girl that Nebuch he violated was a Shoite. Since the girl is a Shoite, Nebuch, we mean that she's mamish deranged, she's never insane or whatever, and as a result she has no bushi, she has no begam, she doesn't know what's going on anyway, nebuch rachman l'slam. So therefore you don't have to pay pushes of begam. Freiti mora ve'ika tzara, but tzara there is. In other words, in the choyvel you have the nezik tzar, ripusheves and bushin, here the tzar, he's being mitzayer by the fact that he broke through the psulim. Everyone is talking about bimbam futa. That Mishnah over there in Masechtes Malkus is not talking about Ma'anes, it's talking about en Mafata. Mafata means that he seduced her. So even though the yes, there is that initial pain, however, that's subsumed in the whole Mises Nus that they're living together, and since she was living together Birotzoin, so apparently she's Moichel on that Tsar, she enjoys it, she's having a good time. Anyway,
so there's a Shota, though, there's no consent anyway, though. If you strengthen it, you say, if you're my Shota, you don't need.
The Gemara holds that there's still a tsar. However, by the fact that it was done consensually, so you're telling me because of shaita. Okay, but apparently it's still enough to go and take away any tsar aspect. But the fact that she's a shaita also probably takes away part of the tsar. She doesn't know what's going on anyway. But whatever is left is the pita.
But these
pain, boishes,
and
shkam,
it's not knas. It's like, it's
100% mamon. No, knas is a 50, regardless of the girl, older, younger, when it has to be in that half a year period. Regardless whether she happens to be the daughter of Melochim Besarim, or she happens to be the daughter of the janitor or the sanitation worker. She gets the 50, the same knas. But the boishes of begam is all dependent on her position in society.
In that case, it's not necessarily like a second punishment. It's more just like, you know, if you stole somebody's, you know, $100.
You're saying a very good point. So if you remember, we had the first case of, I don't know if you were here the last couple of days, but the first case we had about Kamal Ramine was about a case, Lamashal, that a person on Shabbos, he went and burned down somebody else's Godish. Godish means the other person had a heap of Tavua, and he went and burned it on Shabbos Kodesh. So he's done two terrible things. Number one, at Shabbos, one of the 39 malachas, he went and made an Eish, one of Mavir, it's one of 39 malachas, and at the same time, he also burned down the other person's Kodesh, which is worth $1,000. So what does he do? So halacha is, Ein Eloika Mishalim, or Ein Memisa Mishalim, he can't go and give both the din of Misa and the din of Tashlumen. He only gets Misa. Again, we're assuming that there were two Edim and Asra, and told him, don't do that, you're going to be Oybe Shabbos, you're going to get Misa. And in fact, Nebuch, he gets Misa, but he doesn't have to go and pay the Tashlumen. Even though that's, you know, it's damages, you know. It's the same thing over here. This person was Oybe the din of Aroyas, he went and lived with his sister. Terrible. If he had Edim and Asura, he's supposed to get Malkis, and in addition to the Malkis, we said, but you also have to go and pay, not for the Godish, but for the Boishes and the Begam and the Tzar. See, one said, Mishi Boishes Begam, to my Shoy, the Tzar, to my Mafut. So, Timur Hash, Oslahachi. Once we've come on to this Pshat, Afilatei Machois and Nara, then even in Mesechtes, we don't have to distinguish between our Mesechta, we're talking about Nara, the other Mesechta is talking about Boigris, there too it could be talking about a Nara. Ah, is an hour. Why isn't the din of Knas? Says the Gemara talking about Bisoima or Memefuta. What does the Gemara mean? Because as we know, the din of giving the 50, you have to give Lavi Hanara. You don't give it to the girl. So if you give it to the father of the girl, this is talking about a Yisoima. Since the Yisoima, who do you give it to? You have to give it to herself. She doesn't have a father. You give it to herself. The problem is, if she's a Mefuta, that means she's Moichel. She was Mocheles. Why? By the fact that she agreed to go and live with this fellow. So therefore, then she doesn't get the knas because she's muichel on the knas by the fact that she allowed herself berotzin to go and live with this guy. If that's the case, of Gemara, I don't have to distinguish between nara and begeres. Both of them can be talking about a nara. Ours talking about a nara b'chashem that had a father, and therefore you have to give the knas to the father. They're talking about the nara without a father. Without a father, why doesn't she get it? Because it's not talking about a case of ma'anis, it's talking about a case of mefata, and therefore she's mocheles on her, not only is she mocheles on the knas, she's also mocheles on the boishes, and the begam, and the tzar. It's all one package deal, she's happy with what she did. Okay. Anyway, so that's the difference between the two mishnais. But the Gemara says now, Alma Kasavar Ula. The Gemara is telling us what we said a moment ago. We see clearly from Ula, Kol Heicha de Ika Momen Malkis. In our Mishnah, which is talking about a Nara Psula, Nara. So she gets the Knas, and there's a Din of Malkis if she had Eidim Vasra, like the Mishnah Mesechus Malkis, Elena Loikit. So now I have a choice between Malkis and Momain. I see from Ula, Momain and Mishala, Milka Loiloki, that the worst of the two, of the Kamud Ramana, you know which one is worse? The Mammon is more chomor than the Malkus. I guess it depends how much money. Well, 50 is, it's not $50, you know, with the CPI, Consumer Product Index, presumably this $50 by now, twice is $100,000, $50,000, $10,000, I don't know, a lot of money. Anyway, which hurts more, to lose $10,000 or to get 39 lashes? Okay, I don't see everybody jumping saying one way or the other, so I see that at least the people are thinking about it. So the lashes is worse?
They'll have a scar and they'll be with you longer and you'll have the emotional pain. You know, pain.
Well, relative, there are multiple factors.
Money comes in.
Some people.
Mental anguish. Yeah. You can put a price on mental anguish.
Either way, I think it's too light.
It's really you think the penalty is too light, 50?
I mean, you're rape. Yeah. I mean, for raping a young girl.
Go to jail, no?
It's unacceptable.
Well, besides the boishes and the gamma that's out, you also have to give an additional.
I know, to what?
But 50 is not 50 cents, you know, it's not talking, you know, it's not a machzah shekel, we're talking about 50 shkolim was a fairly considerable amount in the good old days. But anyway, when a child goes and trips outside and hurts himself or herself, they go, for instance, a young boy, 8 years old, he runs down the street and boom, he trips, guess what happens? The pants tear, and of course he also gets a black and blue mark, or sometimes there's even a wound and it's bleeding. So, what's the mommy going to be more concerned about? Many mommies going to say, "Oi, Nebuch, he hurt himself, take off the pants and let's go and put up the wound." Or they're going to say, "Man, the wound, that'll heal with another few days, it'll be a scab, but this is a tear in the pants, we're going to have to buy a new pair of pants," right? So, which is worse? This is a permanent thing and this is a temporary thing. Getting the temporary lashes, it's very painful, there's no question about it. But, you know, after a while it'll fade and it'll forget about it. But the money in the bank, what's going to be with that? Anyway, so I see Robert feels that the Malkus is worse. Whichever way you feel, you're going to have a wonderful Mandiyama. Because Ula holds that Mamain is worse. The Byoichan on the Ahmed Beis is going to say that Malkus is worse.
So just to recap, how do we see from this that Ula says that Mamain is worse because what's
the steer between the two Mishnahs? Our Mishnah says it's Knas. The other Mishnah says Malkus.
Right, so.
What was the Mor's Kasha in the top line? The Kaimlund ain't a loyker Mishalim. So Mor says, oh, I have an easy Teretz. It's our case is talking about a Nara, and that's talking about a Boyeret. Right. So what's the din by a Nara?
It's only that window of time.
Good, but what's the din by a Nara? How much you have to pay?
50.
You have to pay the 50 Shkom, you have to go and pay a Knas. So let me ask you. Yeah, but you also have to have Malkus. So you're telling me, yeah, in the other mission says you have Malkus by a Bagheris, but why don't you have Malkus over here by the Nara? You have both. There, Mesechtis, Malkus, you can add, you can say it's not talking about a Nara, there's only Malkus. Okay, fine, there's no, it's Bagheris, no Malkus. But our mission is talking about...
So the Kumar Rami applying in our mission avoids the Malkus.
We assess the Momain, which apparently is more Chomer than the Malkus. According to Ula, it's a freak Timara. Al Mikasurba Ula. Kalaycha the Ika Mamun and Malkus Mamun Shalim. Milkale Laki. Minola the Ulaha. Where did Ula take this from? Chaitza Chidush. Every Mar Gomar Michoivel Bechaveroi. Every person who Chas Shalom gives a smack to somebody else and causes him damage, what's the din? He has to go and pay the 5 Tashlumans, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily. Now, besides that, there's an Isser. Anytime a person hits somebody else and causes him damage, he's oiver aveira. What is the aveira that he's oiver? So Rashi says, we don't see befeidish in the Torah that it talks about don't smack the other guy. It says in the pasuk, Rosh Allah Masakir Yecha. But it doesn't say that's a lav. Where does it say a lav? It says by Bezin, when Bezin is giving lashes to someone, it says, Arboim Yakenu Lo Yosef. Don't give more than the amount that he can withstand. Pashup Shan, the Pasuk is 39, but don't give him 40, don't give him 41, don't give him 42. Chazal learned from that a person who happens to be fragile by nature, he can't even give him more than what he can withstand. Whether it's 3 or 6 or 9 or 12. Mitchum yet to Masechtas Malkus. But the point is, why does the Torah say, Lo Yosef, that's the lot. If you give one smack more than that person is deserving, you've been over an Isalat. And that's not only talking about a Bez, it's talking about anybody. Person walking down the street, he doesn't deserve to be hit, and you give him a and you hurt him, chas v'shalom. As a result, you're oiver on this lav of lo yosef. At the same time, if a person gave him such a smack that he has nezik from it, or tzar, or ripui, he has to go to the hospital, he has to go off from work a day, whatever it happens to be, you have to go and pay. So now we know from the Masechtas Bava Kamma, what do you do in that situation? You pay! You pay up to 5 tashlumans, but you gotta pay. Why? Why don't you go and say, give him Malkus? He was oiver nisa lo yosef, especially if you see the guy's about to hit. 2 Adam say, Yankel, don't hit the guy. If you're gonna hit him, you're gonna be oiver the lav of lo yosef. I don't care. And the guy never falls on the ground, and he hits and he cuts his nose, and he cuts his toes, and he gets his ankles broken, whatever it happens to be. So why don't you go and give him Malkus? Why do you have to go and pay the nezek or the tzari b'shem z'boishes? It's the chasimin, that when you have a choice between the two, you go and pay the tashlumen, and you don't go and give him the malchus. That's the raya of Ula. There are good reasons first that he should pay mamain because of the damage. The malchus because he's over on the lo yosef on this lab. But nevertheless, the Torah says mamain and mishalim. That's you have the ganze parshas mishpatim. You got to go and pay the various tashlumen. Milkalaloki, but there is no din of Malkus. Afkol Heicha, the Ika, Maman of Malkus, like by us. By the case of Knas, Maman of Mishal, and Milkalaloki. Chayra, a good raya from the din of Chayl. Freytimor, it's not such a good raya. Malchay bechaveri shekin chaye bechamish dvarim. You know why by Chayvel the Torah is Mechayev Maman? Because over there is tak an exception to the rule. In which way is it exceptional? That there the Torah says, don't just put on one measure of damages. 5 separate measure of damages. Wow! And therefore, in that case, Momin is so chomor. That's exceptional. Where do you ever find you have to go pay 5 tashlumans? Yeah, you got to pay 5 tashlumans. Nezik, tzari, pashevas, and moishas. A lot of money. Therefore, it's taka chomor. By uns, by knas, we only have to go and pay once. or maybe also boishes of begam, depending on shoyta, normal, whatever. Anyway, but poshid, you only have to go and pay the one out of the five. That being the case, maybe you only have to go and pay mamon. You don't have to go and get, maybe over here, mamon is considered to be more kal, and therefore there should be a din of malkus. How can Ula learn from choyvel? Choyvel, the mamon is so intense and so chomer, five different types of tashlomen. Their taka money is taka more chomer. But everywhere else, maybe malkus is more chomer. And maybe you're going to go and say the other way around, that maybe mamon is taka less than malkus. And therefore, since mamon is less than malkus, then I could even make a kolshkein, says Rashi. What's the kolshkein? Madach, in a case where I'm a chayiv five separate tashlumins, mamon is still considered to be more kal than the malkus, and the Torah is giving you, making it light. In other words, the Torah is talking not being machmer. The Torah is saying where you have both mamon and malkus together, I make it light for you, and the lighter sentence is going to be paying the mamon. And therefore, madach by the case of the choyvel, with the five different tashlumins, the Torah gives you the lighter of the two punishments. It gives you the money. Certainly in our case, where you have only one punishment, meaning only one form of mamon, not two forms of mamon, then zicha, the Torah is being makel and says you only have to pay mamon. So maybe that's going to be your svara. Not that your svara is kamen ramine, that the Torah gives you the more harsh punishment, and therefore your yoitza, the smaller punishment. Maybe what the Torah is telling you is, anytime you have two punishments, I'm going to give you the lighter one. Takedaras kom lebed ramine, the smaller and the bigger. Some. You can't go and be Mechaev 2, you can only be Mechaev 1. Where does the whole Indian of 1 and 2, where does it all come from? The Gemara is going to tell us later, because it says in the Pasuk, Kidei Rishosai bin Mispar, Bishol Risha Achas Atem Mechaev, Avi Atem Mechaev, Bishter Rishter Rishis. Torah says you can only be Mechaev 1 form of punishment, not 2 forms of punishment. And maybe the Torah Taka tells you, you don't have to give him the harsher one, you give him the more lenient one. And therefore, you can bring a raya from the case of Choyvel. What's a raya? Because just Madach over there, where Mammon is taka very intense. You gotta go and give five, but the Torah still gives you the lighter one, and not the Malkus. So certainly over here, where you only have one Kenas, certainly you should only have Mammon and not Malkus. Says Yomar, but that doesn't work either. Why? Because I have a pirch on that too. Shekein hutar mechloli bebezdin. Then the reason why by Choyvel, we give the mamon rather than the malkus is because I have a raya that malkus is over there a lighter form of punishment. Why is malkus a lighter form of punishment? Because bear in mind, every single time the person, a regular civilian individual, gives a patch, gives a patch, he causes a wound to somebody, he's a choyvel b'chaveira. Nevertheless, the Torah permitted certain Jews to go and give petch. Who are those people? The agents of the court, exactly. Whoever the enforcer is at the court, who's in charge of giving out the malkus. Hey, how can you do that? You're being over a din. He has an exemption to the rule. So you see that in the parsha of Choyvel, Hutter Mechlol the Bezin, there's a heter for Bezin to go and assert that. So therefore, Zokti Yomara, Weiter, I cannot bring a raya from Choyvel. I can't bring a raya from Choyvel if you're going to go and tell me that the normally Malkus is more chamor than Mamon. How come over there they're paying Mamon? There they're paying Mamon because it's Chamisha Dvarim. And therefore, again, Ul is trying to bring a raya that Mamon is more chamor than Malkus, and that's the reason why in our Mishnah we give the Mamon and not the Malkus. Says Yomar, what's his Makar? His Makar is from Choyvel. What's right from Choyvel? Just like by Choyvel, he has both. And Isser Lav, and he also has a Din of Tashlumen. And you only have to pay the money, you don't get the Malkus here too. Frank Yomar, how do you know? Maybe only over there you give the Mamon because you have five different types of Mamon. But we only have one type of Mamon in the Harami, the Malkus should be more Chomer. And says Yomar, and I can also learn Fakert. Maybe you're going to go and tell me that Mamon is Taka more lenient, and the reason why we give him over here Mamon, because the Torah is being Mekel. What's your raya? I'm going to learn it also from the din of Choyvel, the Torah is being Mekel. No, the reason why there the Torah is being Mekel is because the whole concept of Malkus is Ogishvacht. Ogishvacht means that it's weaker. Why is it weaker? Because of the fact that it's Hutem Echlolai Bebezin. So how do I know that Mamon is Taka more Chomer than the Malkus? Zokti Mara, you know what? You have a very good point. Let's put aside Choyvel. Let's bring another Mekar for Ula. Instead of learning from Choyvel, how does Ula know that Mammon is Muhammad than Malkus? Gomam Eidem Zalamim. He learns from Eidem Zalamim. That what? Ma Eidem Zalamim de Ika Mammonu Malkus. Mammon Mishal Milka Loilaki. I've called Hecha de Ika Mammonu Malkus. Mammon Mishal Milka Loilaki. What's the name of Eidem Zalamim? Eidem Zalamim means a very famous case that two Eidem come and say that Yankel hit somebody, or Yankel borrowed money, or Yankel killed, whatever, on Monday morning. And two other Eidem come and say, we don't know Yankel, we don't know whether he killed, whether he stole, whether he hit. We just know that you two guys were not here in Manhattan on Monday. You were together with us in Chicago. And you couldn't possibly have come, even with a Gamla Parcha, even with a supersonic jet that might, Chas v'Shalom, slip off of the Road 13 into the fence. So therefore, bottom line is... Anyway, so bottom line is the Gemara Zaktach that is the din of Eidem Zalmin. So what's the din by those two Eidem Zalmin? So then the Pasuk says you should to them kasher zomam lasis le'ochid. Whatever they wanted to go and cause the other guy, you give to them. So if they wanted, for instance, that Reuven should be chayv $100 to Shimon because they came up and they fabricated this story. We were there at the time of the loan and he lent the money, blah, 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 blah. But it's not true. Maybe it was true, but they weren't there because they were in Chicago. So therefore they have to go and pay the $100. Oh, but they also owe you on a lav. What's the lav? Loisana ishal ochiv. You now let it go and tell false edis, false testimony. So then, since you're testifying falsely, you should go and give them malchus. At the same time, they should also have to compare the money, kasher zama. So I see from there that the Torah says which one is the punishment that we give when you have mum and a malchus, you give mamoin. So the chayra kuterayim. And that's the makar of ula. So you want to go meinim zaman. That what? Ma'idim zomim deka mamun u'malkus, you have both mamun, kasha zomim las al ochav, they have to pay the money. And there's a good reason to give them malkus because they're over on loisane. Ma'idim mishalim, and the Torah says, it's the money, it's not the malkus. Milka loy laki. Afro hecha deka mamun u'malkus, ma'idim mishalim, milka loy laki. So that would be a good riot to us. Says, you want to know, not so quickly. Ma'idim zomim shekin ein tzricha nasra. That's a very, very special case over there. What's a special case? Normally, if you want to go and punish anybody, you have to go and give hasra. Right, you have to have two Eidim and give Asra. Over there there's no Asra. The reason why there's no Asra is very simple. Because you don't expect two Eidim to go and come up with a total fabrication and say that they were in New York when they're really in Chicago. Otherwise, you can intimidate all witnesses. Any two witnesses come into Bezin, Bezin tells them, okay, before you testify, we're going to give you Hasra. What's the Hasra? Make sure that you were not in Chicago that day, because if in Chicago and not being in Manhattan, you should know what's going to happen is you're going to have to kasher zama. Come on, give me a break. Kashazom, you only find out that he was in Chicago later on with two other Adam come and say, blah, 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 blah. So you didn't even have a half a minute. Two Adam come into bed and you have a half a minute that they were in Chicago instead of being in New York. So therefore, there's no Hasra. Nevertheless, you gotta go and pay money. Oh, so therefore, it's a very special din. There you gotta pay the money. Ain't that Hasra. But a normal case, Ain't that Hasra, maybe Malkus is worse than the money. So therefore, you can't learn from Adam Zaman.
In fact, if they're falsely testifying, the person did something which cannot be applied. Let's say like by a Kohen or something, Israelim.
Yeah, we're going to talk about tomorrow. Then you're going to be Malkus. It's going to be tomorrow's morning. Anyway, but the Gemara continues on. V'i mamon lekula, just like the Gemara said before. And what are you going to tell me? Maybe the Torah bring a rai from Eidem Zamin. Not that mamon is more chomer. Bring a rai that mamon is more kal, and the Torah is being lenient. That whenever you have both mamon and malchus, you give them a lenient one, not the bigger one. V'i mamon lekula. If you're going to tell me that money is more lenient, therefore let's learn from Eidem Zamin. Who? She came, there you have again a pircha. She came, le osu maisa. There the reason why we don't give malchus and we give mamain, because it's the lighter one, is because there was no maisa. What was it? It was just a dibur ba'alma. Of course, words can be very hurtful, very painful, no question about it. But the maisa is still words. It's not that somebody gave a patch. And therefore, since it was words, maybe that's why the trade over there is mekel and says mamoin and not tashlumen. Over here, we're talking about a person who violated a girl. If you violated a girl, that's ein lecha maisa gedoy lemizu for purposes of our Gemara. So maybe there should be malchus. So therefore, I cannot learn from there as well. So the Gemara, okay, let's make a ma'atzad. What's the travail? Let's learn from both the combination of choyvel and the combination of edim zomnim. That ma'atzad is ikam momen umalkis, and nevertheless turns to moin mishal milkaloy laki. Afkol heichad ikam momen umalkis, and moin mishal milkaloy laki. So learn from the two of them. In both cases, there is a major chumra involved. What's the major chumra involved? By the choyvel, there's the chamisha dvarim, five tashlumim, wow. And the case of the edim zomim, that we go and force the person to go and pay, even though he had no edim etasra beforehand. Both of them are chumra. And if you're going to go and tell me if I care, the moment happens to be more cooler, dick, and that's the reason we want to give moment over here. We give the more lenient punishment. Yeah, but both of them chicane yesh ben tzarakal. What's a tzarakal by both of them? So we said already before in the Gemara, by the din of the choyvel, it's because the Torah was mekel huter mechloli bebezdin, that this hitting is not such a terrible lav, because we see the Torah is makel on someone to go and give a patch in Besdin. That's no, the enforcer, the enforcing agent, and that got to be the din of the Edom Zomim, Shekin Liosu Maisa. So therefore, each one of the Tzadakal is the Maisa. How do I know by uns, in our case, in our Mishnah, that it's Momoin and not Malkos? Everything you mara, forget about Choyvel, forget about Edom Zomim, we learn it from Exedus Shava. Tachas from Tachas. Ula Tachas, Tachas Gomar. Ksiv Hacha, Tachas Asher Ina. What's the Lashon HaPasuk? V'noso no ish ha-shoichiv ima la'avi hanara chamishim kosev. V'lo yisir le'isha Tachas Asher Ina. Tachas is one Tachas. And it says Ksiv Hasam. And it says V'gabe dinim of normal, of a person Chas HaShalom is Choyvel. Ayin Tachas Ayin. Just like ayin tachas ayin means mamoin, mahosim mamoin mishalim milkaloy laki, avkolechlik mamoin malkis, mamoin mishalim milkaloy laki. Are you going to tell me, didn't you say you can't learn from choyvel b'chaveiroi because it's chamisha dvarim? No. Those pirchas are only if you're asking mitzad hasvar, mitzad hadimyon. Here we're talking mitzad agzeira shava, and if it's agzeira shava mufnehi, lemaidin v'ein meishimim. The Gemara could have gone in, how do I know, maybe this tachas. Oh yeah, so if you look at the top Rashi just takes it as Pashid, so you show him Muftu, maybe Meshivim, this is a good talimud, where the other top, why don't they need it, why do need it, that the Gemara doesn't go into, presumably the Mepharshim go into that. But bottom line is, it's Xer Shav Mufna, from both Tzedadim, no Shilas and no Pirchas, and therefore this is a good limud, that when you have Momen and Malkus, you pay Momen and you don't get Malkus. Okay, so that's the bottom line, according to. Now we have Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is faced with the exact same dilemma that we started off today's daf, and that is, in our mission says a person lives with his own sister, chas v'sholom and arab sula, you gotta pay knas. The Mishnah says this, Malkus, it says, me give pech. You give Malkus. How can you go and do both? I ain't a loiku mishalim. So Ula gave one teretz, Rabbi Yochanan gives another teretz, and Rabbi Yochanan's teretz is an easier teretz, if you will. Zog to Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afil etem achoyse nara. Our case is talking about a nara, and this is talking about nara. Kan she hisru boy, kan she lo yisru boy. The kan, the first kan means in Mesechtas Malkus, they gave him edim et asra, Yankel, don't violate your sister. And he says, I don't care, and he violated. What's the din? On that violation, he gets Malkus. In our case, it's talking about that he did it without anybody giving him hasra, and therefore only subsequently, there were edim that unfortunately witnessed it, but they came on the scene in the middle, and they weren't there at the beginning, they didn't give Hasra. Maybe they were there at the beginning, they didn't know they have to give Hasra. He wasn't the cover. Anyway, there was a mice and no Hasra. Therefore, there's no Malkus, and no Malkus by default, and you go and pay the money. Which is Il-Khoira, a very easy teretz. Our mission talked about that there was no Hasra, you gotta pay money. If there was Hasra, you have Malkus. What do we see from this Rabbi Yechanan? Kol heicha de'ika mamin and malkus v'asru bei milka loki mamoin alei mishalim. Based on this teretz of Rabbi Yechanan, since Rabbi Yechanan says that both Mishnayos are talking about Narab Sula, so the Mishnah there in Mesechtes Malkus is also talking about Narab Sula. And they give Masra. And that's why you give Malkus. Why? Even if you give malchus, isn't mammon more chomer than the malchus? You should have to go and pay the mammon anyway, just like Ula said. No, because over Rabbi Yochanan just the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan taka holds kol echadichem on the malchus, but asher imilka loki mammon aloy mishalim. He holds the malchus is more chomer than mammon. Just the opposite of what Ula said on the Amud Aleph. So now all the rayas that we brought and the makoyros that we wanted to bring to Ula are now a kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, by chayvu b'chaveray. Why is it that you go and give money? If you're telling me that whenever you have a choice, always give malchus. Why did you give malchus over there? Same thing applies to Edom Zaman. And therefore, the Gemara is going to go through the rayas that we brought, Aliba de Ula. We're going to ask them as kashas on Rabbi Yochanan. How does Rabbi Yochanan know that when you have mammon and malchus, malchus is more chomor? Such more amakrotz in the pasuk here. Shasim b'mispar says this is a pasuk vayta talking about Bezdin enforcing malchus. So it says in the pasuk, "Vayim bin hakoisa rasha." The hipiloi hashoyfet v'ikol lefanav k'nei rishasim b'mispah. K'nei rishasim b'mispah, the Gemara learns, meaning up to 39 times, and it depends on how much the person can withstand. If he happens to be a gvar alim, you give him a full 39. If he's a fragile guy, you have to give him threes, the Gemara says, Malchus. 3, 6, 9, 12, whatever it happens to be, you have to have a doctor assessing the situation. But anyway, getting back to Agamar, so you learn Kenei Rishasim, Mishim Shishat Mechai, Viat Mechai, Mishim Shte Rishios. Now this first part, this everybody agrees. So this is not Rabbi Yochanan, this is Ula, this is everybody. That's how you know the din of Eino Loike Umeshalim. But now the question is, but when I have a choice between the two, which one do you assess? So Ula already said in the Amud Aleph, the Mamayin, and now Rabbi Yochanan says, I assess the Malkis. The Samachlai, and the Pasuk after that says, Arboim Yakenu Lo Yosef. So I see. K'nei Rishosa, you're not Mechayiv for two, you're only Mechayiv one punishment. Which punishment? Arboim Yakenu, give him patch. Oh, it's the Chasimim, when you have Mamun and Malkis, you give Malkis and not Mamun. The kasha that we asked a moment ago, the rai that we've tried to bring according to Ula, the chayv zakasha now on Rabbi Yochanan. What's the din by chayv b'chaveirei? Moment of malchus, moment of mishalim, milka loy lucky. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan is going to say the same thing. Maybe ain't a chanami. If I see a person about to hit somebody else and they give him as a good strong wound, I say to him, Yankel, don't do it. I have two Eidim. If you're going to do it, you're going to be over 11 in the Torah, which is Mechayim Malkis. So ain't a chanami. Maybe contribute. And we give Malkis and not Mamoy. And when are Mechayim the Choyva? When there were no two Eidim that gave Hasra beforehand. So pray tomorrow of Ami and Rabbi Yochanan. The same Rabbi Yochanan says, Hiko hakosha im b'sheva pruta. What happens if a person gives a makkah to somebody else, but it was such a light wound that the total damage of the nezik tzar b'shevas and boishes is only a quarter of a penny? It still hurts him, but lamaisa, it's not enough of a tzar and not enough of a nezik to go and mechayev even a sheva pruta. Wow, that's pretty light. But nevertheless, as Rabbi Yochanan, loike, if the person did it, he still gets malchus. That's halacha Rabbi Yechon. So, Frank Dimaritz. Hey, Chidami, what are we talking about? Idli Asrabe, if there was no Hasra, am I like it? It's impossible to give Malkus if there's no Hasra. Ella, my Pshita, the Asrabe, there was Hasra. Okay, so there was Hasra. And that's why he gets Malkus. But Tam, the last Bashava Pruta. Why do we say that he's like it? Because there wasn't even a Shava Pruta. Izach Masho is Bashava Pruta. What happens if the damage was much more considerable, that it hit the penny and higher, Shava Pruta? Then Mamayin Mishalim Milkalay Laki. So Lechoira, wouldn't we say based on this Rabbi Yochanan? Why did Rabbi Yochanan Dafke say his din on Loike if it was a Makkah less than a Sheva Pruta? Since Rabbi Yochanan holds that whenever there's a choice between Mamayin and Malkus, you go to the Malkus, so then even if it was more than a Sheva Pruta, even if he made $1,000 damage, he gave him a zet, and never if a person broke his bones and he had to be in the hospital, $10,000 damage. Shouldn't Rabbi Yochanan hold, whenever you have Malkus and Mamayin, you give Malkus only in this case of Eina Basheva Pruta, is the Charaya only Dafka less than a Sheva Pruta, is Basheva Pruta, Mamayin Mishalim, Milkalei Laki. So Rabbi Yochanan himself agrees with this din. Is the Rabbi Yochanan the Chayre Soyser himself? Here he's saying, by the case of a person that was Ma'anis, a Narab Sula, with Eidim Etasra, You only do one. Which one do you do? So the Mishnah Masechtas Malkus, you give Malkus, because Malkus is worse than Mammon. Over here, we see from Rabbi Yochanan, we see that Mammon is worse than Malkus, because it's only by less than a Shavu Prut you give Malkus. But if it would be a Shavu Prut, it would be a nickel, what would you do? You gotta pay. What do you gotta pay? Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan hold Malkus is worse than Mammon? It's the Chassimin that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Malkus is less than Mammon. Mammon is more chomer than Malkus. So Rabbi Yochanan says himself, this Rabbi Yochanan on our Rabbi Yochanan. Ever the Gemara, kira Amar Rabbi Lo, the fadership satoira edim zamun teshlumin, achanam be fadership satoira choyba chaveil teshlumin. What the Gemara is saying is that Rabbi Lo holds that bederech klal throughout the Torah, I would say that Malkus is mochomer than Mammon. Malkus is mochomer. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds here in our Gemara and in Masechtas. Malkus is mochomer. Aha. What about the case of Choyvel? What's the case about Edom Zayman? Both of those are exceptions to the rule. Why are they exceptions? Because Befeirish Ribsa Toira, the Toira Befeirish said, it's Tashlumin. Frank Timora, the Heicha Itma Derbilah. So now the Gemara is saying two things. Kida Om Rebilah, Befeirish Ribsa Toira, Edom Zam, the Tashlumin. Hachanami, we were going to take Rebilah, we're going to extend them further to the same thing as Befeirish Ribsa Toira, Choyvel Chaveir Tashlumin, meaning Tashlumin, money, and not Malkus. Where do we find this Rabbi Law? Aha. On the following. Shtetach in the Mishnah, in Masechtas Malkus, Mishnah or Braisa. Me'idim onwes ish ployni shechayiv lechaveirim masayim zuz. We are made about Yankel, that he's chayiv to pay his chaver 200 zuz. And then after Zunim Tzayman. Then after we find the whole thing is a fabrication. Maybe Itak is chayiv 200. But these guys don't know about it because they weren't in New York, they were in Chicago that day. And therefore, Zokti Gemara, there Adam Zamin, what's the din? Loikin umishalmin. They have to go and pay too. Now, before you all jump, we said, hey, Loikin umishalmin, how could that be? This is a Das Yochad of Remeir. And we're not up to our Chacham yet, which is going to be the basis of this Rabbi Lot. But the Remeir says that if it turns out Nibs Zamin, Loikin umishalmin, why? Shalei Hashem ha-mevian lidei Malkis, mevian lidei Teshlumin. Because we have two separate Limudim. The reason why the person goes and gets Malkus for the fact that he's over Loisana. You're now going to go and say false testimony. That's one parsha. And then there's another parsha that tells you that any time you go and are Edom Zamin, Hashem Zamim Lasis Liachid. So the two separate parshas, they happen to overlap in this situation, because the Isra of saying false testimony applies any time you're saying false testimony. It doesn't have to be because you're in Chicago. You happen to be in New York, and you go and say that he stole $100, he borrowed $100. Not true. So that's any type of din of false testimony. So these two are now overlapping and intersecting in a case of Zamamim. Lo Yashim Mavim the Malkus Mavim the Shlumin, did Ramey Yechai both. If you're Mishalim, there's no Malkus. Aha. So in other words, it's only one of the two. Kedei Rishosim and Mispar, you can't be Mechayev two, only one. Tashlumin. So Frank to the Marv, and name it called Loike and Mishalim. So don't say Kol Mishalim, ain't a Loike. Say Kol Loike and Mishalim. In other words, why are you saying pay? Don't get Malkus. Give Malkus and don't pay. Rabbi Law, that's a Rabbi Law that we were looking for. Befeirishim, the Torah. Einim Zomle Tashlumin. The Torah says Befeirish, that Einim Zomim pay Tashlumin. And since the Torah goes out of its way to pay Tashlumin, it means Tashlumin, yes. And Malkus not. Where is that Befeirish Ribsa Torah? Heicha Ribsa Torah. Mechtik Siv. Then the Pasuk says, Loi Kasher Zomim Lasis Liachiv. And then the next Pasuk says, not only you have to pay Kasher Zomim Lasis Liachiv, it says, Vait in the Pasuk, V'loi Sochoi Seinecha, don't have Rachmonis, Nefesh B'Nefesh, Ayin B'Ayin, Shein B'Shein, Yod B'Yod, Regel B'Rogel, whatever he intended to go and do, Lasis Liachiv, we do to him. But why does it have to repeat that? I mean, Kasher Zomim means whatever his evil motive and design was to do to that other guy, to go and clap the guy in terms of financially, or to go even Lagabe Misa. If you have two Edom that said, we saw Yankel kill Beryl on Monday morning here on the west side, Rachmana Litzlan, and then it turns out two other Edom come and say that these two Edom lived, were in Chicago that morning, so how do they say that Yankel killed Beryl? We go and kill them. Unless he was already Nifter, but that's already Kasher Zomim, Kasher Asa, but that's already separate story. But bottom line is, if they intended to go and kill Yankel by falsely testifying that Yankel killed Beryl, we go and kill them. Kashuzamam, and that's what the Torah is telling us. Don't have rachmanis. Nefesh benefesh, ayin b'yayin, shein b'shein, yod b'yod. Then why does the Torah have to go through all of these cases? Nefesh benefesh, ayin b'yayin. Sigmor darshins them all, and the yod b'yod lomali, dover nitim miyad liyad, umayni umamoyim. Torah is telling you, Kashuzamam, the feirish ribs, the Torah, edim zom litashlumen, you caused a yad problem. We don't mean a person hitting somebody, because for that we already have the nefesh benefesh, ayin b'ayin, shein b'shein. So yod b'yod means monetary financial damage. He tried with his false testimony. Oh, so I see that the feirish ribs, the Torah, momoin tashlumen by edim zom. So the Gemara says, now let's extend this one step further by Choyv b'chaveri. Choyv b'chaveri nami. Mechzik says in the pasuk Kasher also Kain yosalo is a yosalo Kain yosalo yosalo. The ish ki yitin mum b'amisa, a person who inflicts a mum on someone else. Kasher also Kain yosalo. What he did, you got to do to him. And what does the pasuk tell you? Shever tachas shever, ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein. Kasher yitin mum b'adam Kain yosim by. Now the question is, why is the Torah repeating itself twice? We already said, you give a mumba miso, kasher also, what he did, he also boy. And then the next pasuk says, yeah, let me demonstrate, let me go into graphic detail. Sheva tachas sheva, and ayin b'ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, kasher yitim mumba adam, Kain yosim by. So Frank, why are we repeating this again? Kain yosim by, lomali. Oh, the difference between Yeyasa and the difference between Yinasain is Yeyasa is a Maisa doing something. Yinasain is to give something. What do you give? Says, well, I'll tell you what you give. You give money. Davashiesh ben Asino. My new is Mamein. So therefore, Befeirish Ribs the Torah is telling you, when I told you Kashi Asa, Ken Ye Asa Loi, I don't mean physically, meaning, for instance, if the guy, Chas Shalom, went and knocked out the other person's eye, Lemushal. You don't go and knock out his eye, even though it says eye for an eye, ayin tachas ayin. As we all know, Abitoyra, there's no such thing. You have to go and pay mamayin, davashiesh b'nesina. So we see in both of these cases, there's special exceptions to the rule. But as a general rule, says Rabbi Yochanan, malchus is always worse than mamayin. And that's why the Mishnah Mesechta's malchus says you give the guy malchus, and you don't give mamayin. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos. Mi'at Shem, you'll continue tomorrow.